This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, joining us on the phones now here, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Alex, how are we doing today?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We watched that game last night. How big a performance was that for Dustin May coming off? You know, you had the three prior starters struggling and Crochet with a game that we haven't really seen very often. How important was it for Dustin May and his energy to step up for you guys?
No, it was very important for all of us. We needed, before the game, I was telling Bales that we needed 100 pitches regardless, you know, and he did that and more, right? Gave us six strong innings, threw a lot of strikes, was under control the whole night against a tough lineup. And, now we're in a better place tonight, bullpen-wise. We were able to reset a few guys, and we're ready.
Alex, the anomalous, unbelievable stats for Roman Anthony continue to pile up on an almost game-by-game basis. Last night, the four walks, the four runs, the home run. And there's been a little bit of a power surge lately with him matching his season-long total in home runs just over the last two nights. So I wanted to ask, has there been any sort of adjustment or focus on him trying to up the power game, if you will, with his swing and his plate appearances?
I think it's just the evolution of the player, right? And with him, everything is fast, right? And except he's a bat. He slows down everything. I'm very impressed, you know, just the way he controls the strike zone is something that, when you start looking around the league, you know, Juan Soto, he does that. He did it from the get-go with the Nationals, and that's what Roman is doing. And he's doing an outstanding job as a leadoff guy. Those two on top of the lineup, you got to throw it over the plate to get him out. That's the reality of it. And, you're into a tough matchup right away, and the pitch counts get up. But going back to Roman, very impressed. You know, he was hitting a lot of ground balls, but even his ground balls are different than the others, right? He hits them hard, and they go through the infield. And now he's hitting the ball in the air, which is awesome, you know, because now he's going to start hitting extra bases, and, it's just fun to watch.
Alex, you know, Bregman's goes back to Houston, and he's, you know, just hitting dingers and getting booed, and it looks like he's enjoying every minute of it. The profile of him, it just, it does it kind of fit perfectly for what you want in a player here in Boston with the pressure of playing in this ballpark up here at Fenway. Just the way he's handled his reunion there in Houston, it's probably no surprise to you, but is that something that you've always seen in him, just his ability to kind of step up in these high-pressure moments and deliver like that?
Yeah, he's able to separate everything from the game. You know, at 7:05, he's ready. Even before that, you know, he's the first one running down the line, getting ready for the game. It's just different. You know, he's a different player. And if I was a gambling man, I would have put some money that he was going to have a great week here in Houston, because that's who he is. And he's enjoying it. You know, one thing I told him before the first game here, I say, hey, man, I know you're locked in. I know you want to, you know, win every game here, but enjoy it. You have to enjoy it. You earned the right to enjoy this week. You know, the fans were great early on, and right away they switch, you know, and which is awesome. You know, that's what fan bases do, right? And yesterday he doubled to right field out of the ballpark, playing good defense, just leading the team. And, you know, this is a guy we envision. And there was a reason we wanted him. And it was to play good third base and obviously put good at-bats. But what he's doing for the culture of the team is amazing. And I was telling somebody a few days ago, if you think about it, in his career, he's played meaningful games his whole career, right? And it's getting fun with us. You know, we're in the mix of the division and the Walker and all that. And, you know, having a guy like him in our lineup, in our clubhouse, means a lot.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora with us here on WEEI Afternoons. Alex, there has been an influx of criticisms or stories about how you guys are handling your scouting of opposing pitchers and what they are throwing. There was the iPad thing in San Diego, Kyle Hudson in Houston here at Fenway Park, and now Tarek Skubal questioning where your base coaches stand. What is your reaction to all this?
Skubal talk about us?
Yeah, he doesn't think your coaches at first and third stand in the coaches' boxes.
But we haven't played them in a while. well, their third base coach doesn't stand in the third base coach either. He's my brother. But whatever. No, man, it's you prepare, and that's the way it works in the big leagues. Everybody's working. Everybody's trying to gain an edge. This is not 2017 Houston Astros. You know, we did what we did, and one thing for sure, I'm gonna have that dark cloud over me my whole life. And you know, we messed up big, and some of us pay the price, right? And I can live with that. But you know, the league is on top of stuff, you know, the iPad stuff, everybody has their information as long as we work and everything goes through the league. So there's no worries, man. We're just trying to gain advantage, you know, and take advantage of situations that happens on the field. And you know, like we always said, you know, we have to be on top of our guys too, you know, because our guys, some of them have tipped throughout the years, and we have to clean them up, and we have to do our diligence to stay on top of everything. If you don't do that at this level, you're not going to be successful.
Alex, do you think it's because of the dark cloud from years ago, or do you think it's is there something else that would lead people to scrutinize you or the organization further, let's say, than maybe other prominent franchises like the Red Sox?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think they talked about the Yankees, a month ago, right? Like, they were giving signals from second base. So, you know, like, I mean, I don't know. Everybody's trying to gain an edge, and, you know, if it's a dark cloud, so be it, you know. I mean, it is what it is. I have to live with that, and I'm not afraid to talk about it. There's people that are afraid to talk about that, but I haven't been afraid to talk about what we did and how big of a mistake we made in 17. And, you know, it is what it is, you know. I would love to take it back, but it's not possible, right? We have to continue and keep growing. And, you know, when they ask questions, I have answers. And, you know, I got a family that, you know, suffered through that and is suffering through it still, you know, and that's how it is. You know, I don't get defensive about it. So, you know, if they think it's because of that, if people are talking about it because of that, so be it.
Alex, we'll take a right turn here. Last week you mentioned, you know, there was a couple of issues with bunt, putting down bunts, and the way the profile of your team's kind of made up, it's just an athletic team, and you would think more small ball would be in play. And it feels like it sounded like you agreed when you were talking to Will Fleming. Have you been working on that? That was something that you were going to be, you said you're going to start putting more work in. Is that something that you're focusing on now more?
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about small ball and trying to move runners over, but what are we doing as a coaching staff to be better? And obviously the roster is different than 3 days ago when we had Hamilton. But this is something that we're going to attack. You know, we're on the road right now. It's a little bit hard, you know, for early work, but we'll start doing it at home. I think we've done a much better job running the bases the last month and a half. We've been playing better defense. But, you know, with the personnel that we have and I think the pitching staff that we have, having that lead after the fifth inning, you see the record, is very important. And when we have certain situations with certain guys, we will do it. But we have to, you know, just – practice a little bit more that aspect and talk a little bit more, and hopefully we can be better at it.
Alex, Jordan Hicks has had some issues with command, and I know the other day he told the Boston Globe that pitch selection, him being on the same page with the catcher and maybe going with what the catcher calls instead of what he would prefer to throw, is an issue. Is that an issue for him right now, and how do you get him turned around?
No, I think he pitched well in San Diego, the two innings that he did, and then he hung a slider to Urias, but you know, we'll keep working with him. He'll keep working with us. And he's very important for us. As you can see right now in our roster, we got a lot of lefties in the bullpen. We got Whitlock. We got Weiser and Hicksy, you know, from the right side. So he's very important. His stuff is really good. I do believe the San Diego outing was amazing. And here, he wasn't that bad. So, you know, a frustrated player just, you know, after a game, you know, just said that. But, you know, we talk to him, we'll keep working, and we'll get it straight out.
Impressive effort last night from May. Big start tonight for Buehler as they sort of jockey for the four or five spots in the rotation. But as we head into the final quarter of the season, Alex, any discussions or conversations about possibly Harrison or Toley getting a call up for the home stretch?
We've been talking about a lot of stuff. Obviously, you know, we still got hopefully two and a half months of baseball, right, in Boston. And, you know, whatever we feel that is going to make us better, we'll try to do it, you know. But as of right now, we feel good where we at. You know, made yesterday, Buehler, the last one was amazing. So just go out there and compete and see what the future holds.
Just sort of a follow-up on that pitch selection idea. I think it was Lou last night in the broadcast said when you guys acquired May, you thought maybe his cutter could be a weapon. We have Hicks talking about his pitch selection. What's that process like when guys join the team mid-season and kind of have their stuff and their way they've been doing things and then try to blend in what Andrew Bailey and the organization wants them to do?
Yeah, they have a big meeting. We have a big meeting when the player comes in, and we got, you know, the pitching club, quote-unquote, right? Tech is there, and Bales, Devin Rose. We have our analysts, and we go over, pitch usage in the past and how we see it. Sometimes we don't even change it, right? But we make suggestions based on their profile, and we go from there, you know, and we show them the why we think is going to work, you know, and the pitcher, of course, has an input, you know, and he'll tell us what he's gone through, not only with the last organization, but if he pitched for others, you know, their thought process, how they were thinking, why the pitch mix was this and now is different compared to 2 years ago, and then we go to attack. You know, that's the way it works.
All right, before we let you go, we saw that Marcelo Meyer did some baseball activities. Are you optimistic where that might go?
I mean, we're far away from that, from getting him in on field, but I think he's taking the right steps, and the fact that he wants a bad man, and hopefully we can get him back.
All right, Alex, good night. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, it's 3 o'clock. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.